Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The annual meeting of the Kentucky Woodland Owners Association is set for the end of the month, March 28th and 29th, at Natural Bridge State Park. Group President Frank Hicks talks about their mission.
The Kentucky Woodland Owners Association is a membership organization of folks who own some woodland and are interested in the proper management, correct management of woodland, and we advocate for both our members and anyone who owns woods or who manages woodland in the state of Kentucky.
They're always looking for new members, but member or not, they encourage all landowners to do their part in good management of their resources.
Healthy forests are important to all of us, both those who own land and those who get benefit from a healthy forest just being there. The forest is more than trees, but trees are the main thing we see when we look at the forest. They're usually the primary source of income. Most of us can't afford to just maintain a park. We got to see some revenue now and then, and the trees are one of the primary sources of revenue when somebody at some point is going to cut some of those trees.
Their website is kwoa.net, where you can check out the annual meeting program or learn a little about how to improve your woodlands. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
From presentations on white oak demand to intergenerational transfer of land ownership, they'll have a strong program at the KWOA annual meeting. But Frank Hicks hopes all landowners will check out their site to learn more about better woodlands management.
Usually, most of us who own forest land don't have the background and the training to really evaluate what is there. You know, we see what we see, but a professional forester, someone with actual training to do an inventory, look at the forest land, look at what we have, and help us to evaluate what we have, and then go from there about what the individual landowner's goals, objectives are, to make a plan to do effective forest management.
He encourages any landowner to learn more at their site, kwoa.net. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.